Welcome to the Rosetta Health Podcast Series. Today we're speaking with Chuck Dudley, VP of Services at Stelligent, and Jeffrey Dugas, DevOps Automation Engineer at Stelligent Systems. And these gentlemen will share their insights into how Stelligent designed an infrastructure platform with Amazon Simple Storage Service for Rosetta Health. And once live, this will ultimately help the Rosetta Health platform be more powerful and effective. And Chuck and Jeff, how are you both doing today?
Doing great, Matt. Thank you.
Great, Matt. Thanks a lot.
Sure. Thanks for joining us. And we'll throw this first question to Chuck. So before we really kick things off, tell us a bit about Stelligent and your work in the healthcare arena.
Thank you, Matt. Stelligent, as a business, we help our customers to deliver business value faster and more confidently through the automation of infrastructure and deployment pipelines. In the healthcare arena, there's a really big focus on compliance and security. The automation that we bring to the process of delivering software and the creation of infrastructure allows the validation of those systems to happen much more readily and to have much more visibility into how things are created and secured. So it's a big boon to organizations trying to approach compliance in the healthcare arena.
That's perfect. And what a great segue into my next question. So tell us about your work with Rosetta Health and how you're helping them right now to design the company's new backend infrastructure platform.
Sure, Matt. I'll take that question. So Stelligent's Leslie Pettibone and myself had some great discussions with Rosetta Health's engineers and thought leaders, primarily around the topics of storage and search capabilities. So their current solutions already provide secure and robust solutions for both search and storage, but not necessarily at the scale that they want to be capable of operating at. And that can definitely be a bottleneck for an organization's growth. So this was a concern for them. But because we identified that need for scalability really early on, our discussions focused on using cloud services, specifically Amazon Web Services, to help provide that that needed scalability. So we have worked closely with them to look at their current platform and to look at options for scalability in AWS.
That's awesome. And that's, again, a perfect segue into my next question here. And this one is also for you, Jeff. So let's talk about a little bit more about the infrastructure platform that's still in the design phase, if you will, and how it helps match Rosetta Health's business needs, especially when it comes to like HIPAA security, if you will.
Yeah, sure. So today, Rosetta Health's architecture designs rely on a well-known document database solution as a means of providing for those two key features I just mentioned, storage and search. So most modern businesses, they want to focus on the value of their products and services and the value that those products and services provide, and not so much on hosting servers. So like a lot of businesses, Rosetta Health is opting to use a secure managed solution for that document database. Unfortunately, based on our research and Rosetta Health's research, the costs for that storage at a large scale are quite prohibitive. That was really the focus of our initial solution, was trying to make that cost for scalability be less prohibitive. So the solution we recommended was to provide for that scalability using some of the HIPAA compliant services Amazon Web Services provides, namely Simple Storage Service, and you might have heard of this as S3 because that's what their acronym is. By moving part of their storage needs from their database into S3, and specifically their storage needs for medical documents, actual medical documents. So these are documents that contain personally identifiable information and personal health information, so PII and PHI. By moving those kinds of documents out of the managed database solution where storage is expensive and into Amazon's Simple Storage solution where storage can be quite inexpensive, Their storage costs per document could be reduced pretty drastically, generally by 90% or more, even at large scale. So this was our core consideration, was helping them identify where their storage could be modified, where they could take some of their documents out of their managed database solution and to move them into a very highly scalable, highly available platform like Amazon's S3. So more importantly, they can do all of that within HIPAA regulations. S3 is HIPAA compliant, provides for document encryption and access control features that make it highly secure. And in addition, there is support in Amazon S3 for document expiration. So to give you an example, being compliant with rules that certain documents have to be stored for up to 7 years, that becomes a completely automated process when using S3, as opposed to having to write your own process to purge those documents from your database at 7 years. So quite a bit of it is improvement in terms of savings and also in terms of effort, because the solutions partially become automated.
That's awesome. I appreciate that rundown there, Jeff. And so really,
sure,
overall, this new platform will it'll ultimately help Rosetta Health be more powerful and be more capable of managing its rapid growth and usage, because that's certainly happening right now with the Rosetta Health platform. Is this a safe assessment from your opinion?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say it's a very safe assessment. With the storage scalability solution, That gives Rosetta Health the ability to focus on features, which is really the thing that most modern businesses want to focus on, right? They don't want to focus on how that storage works. They want to focus on their features and the value it delivers to their customers. So one of those features that we actually have been talking about with Rosetta Health, aside from storage, is search capability. So just to go a little bit further in what those in terms of scalability, Amazon Redshift is a data warehousing solution that's provided by Amazon Web Services that Rosetta Health could use to actually enhance their search capabilities and improve search times, even at large scale. So that's something we've also discussed. But absolutely, our initial issues with scalability, I think that we've provided options for quite a good solution for Rosetta Health, and I think they're pleased with them.
That's excellent. You know, this has been a great podcast. Before we sign off today, is there anything you'd like to add? Anything we may have missed?
Sure, Matt. I would just like to suggest that anyone that has more interest, perhaps go visit our Stelligent blog site, stelligent.com/blog, and/or our GitHub repository, github.com/stelligent. And you'll find there examples of patterns that have been developed and solutions that we've done that may have applicability to your particular situation. So don't hesitate to go there or contact us for more information. We love sharing what we've learned as we've worked with many companies.
That's excellent. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Rosetta Health podcast interview with Chuck Dudley, VP of Services at Stelligent, and Jeff Dugas, DevOps Automation Engineer at Stelligent. And both executives were very kind enough to share their insights about a new infrastructure platform that they designed for Rosetta Health based on the Amazon Simple Storage Service, S3. And Chuck and Jeff, thank you so much for your time today.